Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Kitty. We're talking health. In this podcast, I'll be chatting about talking to your inner critic. We all have an inner critic, don't we, that pops into our lives from time to time. Some people aren't fazed by their inner critic and pretty much ignore them, really. For other people, it's more difficult to do that because their inner critic may be much stronger. If you think about it, self-doubt is something which can be very disabling in your day-to-day life. It could be something very minor that your mind kind of magnifies to gigantic proportions for some reason. And this can cause negative thoughts and behaviours. Social media and other influences such as peer pressure, for example, can be difficult to cope with too. All too often these days, the image of perfection is seen as a key goal to a lot of people. Acknowledging your inner critic and making friends with it is something which can be achieved. It may take a bit of time and effort, but it can be done. Your inner critic, as I said earlier, is powerful, and it needs some help to reduce the negative beliefs about yourself. So how can you deal with your inner critic in a more meaningful and cooperative way? Write down what it is your inner critic seems to be telling you. Then look at it in more detail. What is it actually making you feel like? And what effect does it have on you? And what are the beliefs behind those actions? Have a look at changing them, moving their effect on you and reducing their potency. What can you do to change? You'd be surprised just how helpful being aware of acknowledging your thoughts is. Work on the things you can make the most constructive changes with. Don't automatically go for the trickiest one first either. Having that first conversation with your inner critic is not an easy or comfortable one. But having that dialogue with your inner critic in a constructive way can lead to a really helpful outcome. When your inner critic comes to visit, think of some more positive statements to counterbalance the negative ones. For example, unlearning negative beliefs about yourself and creating more positive and meaningful ones. Creating a happier inner critic will be more helpful to you in your daily life. Give it a try. Go on. You know you want to. Change the way you think and you will change the way you feel. Until the next time, take care of yourselves and stay well.